Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
You know, the intent is to win another sectional championship when it's all said and done. North Cougars softball coach Emily Cron can't control the weather, so she's content with just seeing her club play well and that they're doing. Currently enjoying the longest winning streak of the year and enjoying watching junior Deb Jones in the circle. Last week, a perfect game. Back on Monday, a sectional no-hitter. Young lady now has over 200 strikeouts. That masterpiece the other night against Columbus North, her sixth shutout of the season. Had to know why. What's in her toolbox? So I asked Coach Emily.
What Deb Jones has that I have not had at the varsity level in terms of the pitching is an unbelievable off-speed pitch. Her changeup is very, very good, and it's something that we haven't had to rely on in the past due to more speed. But Deb's got just as great of movement, and her off-speed is very good, so it allows us to keep large hitters off balance, and that's what we've been able to do all season long, and not just keep them off balance, but keep them off balance late into the game, where that's been different for us in the past. So we've been able to continually have good success in the circle.
Boy, she doesn't get cheated at the plate offensively either, does she?
No, she's a big stick for us as well. She's really just pulled herself up by her bootstraps here in this past 2 weeks and allowed herself to now hit in the 300s for us. She's hitting a 314, but Deb is very smart offensively as well. She's been a varsity player for me her whole career, primarily because of her offense and her great skills at first base, too. Changed some things with her lower body, and it's really paid off for her. She's done a great job.
And that pitching hadn't been bad either, has it? North head coach of the softball queens on the north side, Emily Cron on Deb Jones. Don't forget In the Zone, Dave and Glass in your phone calls tonight at 6. Reds Pirates, first pitch at 17. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, it's been the perfect storm lately. Six-game winning streak at the right time of year. We went over the numbers, Matt Gorski and Logan Sowers and Luke Miller earlier this week. I'd like to talk about the bottom half of the order. Productive guys in Scotty Bradley, Drew Ashley, and Jeremy Houston. And they, like the rest, have been coming up with their share of big hits.
Yeah, they have, they've probably been as good as our upper half for most of the year. Scotty Bradley, I think, led us in hitting in Big Ten play. Jeremy's had a tough year, but the last half has been a lot better, and he's really starting to get hot with the bat. He made a couple mechanical changes, and it's now starting to produce for him. And nice to have him back there giving us something, because, you know, the way he runs, it puts a little pressure on people. And Drew's been pretty steady Eddie all year, so it's been fun to see. Some of the days I've been here, it's been a pitcher's park, but you know, you never know what you're going to get here. So, it's very windy, so it depends on which way the wind's going to blow. If the wind's blowing out, it becomes an offensive park. In the College World Series, usually it blows in. So last time we were here, though, we had some days where it blew out.
Who were the tough outs? Talk about Stever against that Illini offense.
You know, it's a good offense for them. He pitched really well against them last time, had an inning where he gave up a couple. They have potentially the number one hitter in the country in their lineup, so you have to be smart how you pitch him and what you're going to give him in the game, because you don't want him to be the difference in the ball game. So they have a couple nice guys in front behind him, so it makes it for a tricky situation. But he'll attack them, he'll go at them, and like I said, it should be a great game.
That's Chris Lemonis, by the way. Stever got beat by the Illini, but the Hoosiers came back and won 2 out of 3 against the Fighting Illini in late April. Big Ten Network tonight around 10 o'clock. Don't forget In the Zone, Dave and Glass, your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.